Please rise. The portion of scripture that we turn our hearts to this morning is recorded for us in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will drink water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. This is the word of our God. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you have any pipe dreams? Is there anything that you are truly hoping the good Lord will allow you to have, maybe someday in the future? Perhaps there is this house that you see on your daily travels, and every time you pass by that house, you say a little prayer. Lord, someday I would love to have a house just like that. Perhaps your pipe dream centers more on having a cabin up in the mountains, or a home someplace where it's warm and dry, even in the winter, or taking a trip to some place that you have always wanted to visit. Do you have any pipe dreams, my friends? If so, imagine if the Lord God granted your request. Imagine if the Lord God made it possible for you to buy that dream home or to go on that dream vacation. Better yet, imagine if the Lord your God simply gave you that pipe dream absolutely free of charge. How might you react? Do you think that you would react with a half-hearted, thank you, Lord? Do you think that you would consciously strive to make sure that you never told anyone about what the Lord had so graciously done for you? Probably not. As you and I continue getting ready for Easter, this portion of God's holy word focuses our attention on an extremely joyous truth. Our goal today, as the saved, forgiven and redeemed children of God, is to see that each and every day we have every reason to praise the Lord. There are two things that we want to see today. First of all, let's see that we are to praise the Lord because he is the God of our salvation. Then let's see that we are to praise the Lord by declaring to others what he has done. In Isaiah chapter 11, the Lord points his people forward in time. He points them forward to the time when the Messiah, the shoot that will come up from the stump of Jesse, would come into this world. In beautifully clear language, the Lord reveals to his people exactly who the Messiah is, exactly what the Messiah would do, and exactly what the results of the Messiah's work would be for them, as well as for us. With the coming of the promised Messiah clearly in the background, the inspired prophet Isaiah begins our text with these words. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Note how the prophet Isaiah begins by leading God's people to openly declare that the Lord their God was angry with them. Why was God angry with his chosen people? There is only one thing that makes God angry, my friends, and that is sin. as the holy, just, and perfect God. The Lord God simply cannot and will not overlook or ignore sin. As the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, the Lord God simply cannot and will not make empty threats when it comes to the consequences of sin. Every sin makes God angry. Every sin is deserving of death. Every sin must be paid for in full. In the Old Testament era, the Lord God made this truth vividly clear to his people by requiring them to bring animal sacrifices to him. Every year, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of animals were sacrificed to the Lord God as a graphic reminder to God's people of the seriousness of their sin. Now, by itself, that is a very sobering truth, my friends. It's a sobering truth because of the fact that God's anger over sin has not changed one iota down over the course of the millennia. It's a sobering fact because of the fact that when you and I look at our own hearts, when we examine our own lives, we are certainly able to see that we have no shortage of sin, thankfully. The Lord's servant Isaiah was given the privilege of peering into the future and seeing what the Lord's promised Messiah would do to take away God's anger over our sin. With the comfort of the cross clearly in view, the prophet Isaiah leads us to praise the Lord because purely by the grace of God we are able to say, "Surely, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." The Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, the Lord God, the God of absolutely perfect justice, the God of absolutely amazing grace, he is the God of our salvation. He is the cause. He is the source. He is the author. He is the agent. He is the accomplisher of saving us from our sins. Truly, my friends, you and I do indeed have every reason to praise the Lord. As the repentant children of God, do we ever need to be afraid of God's anger over our sin? Not at all. Why? Because God is our salvation. As the saved children of God, do we ever need to fear God's condemnation because of our sins? Not at all. Why? Because God is our salvation. As the forgiven children of God, do we ever need to fear enduring the guilt, the shame, and the punishment for our sins, whether in this life or in eternity? Not at all, my friends. Why? Because God is our salvation. And so, yes, as the repentant, as the saved, as the forgiven children of God, we do indeed have reason to praise the Lord each and every day. He is the God of our salvation. Why is it then? Why is it then that sometimes we just don't feel like praising the Lord? Why is it then that sometimes we find it so difficult to praise the Lord? I think we find a clue in answering questions like that in verse 3 of our text. "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." The picture of water, especially the picture of living water, is consistently used throughout Scripture to describe the wonderful spiritual blessings that the Lord, the God of our salvation, so freely showers upon us. In Psalm 23, great King David brought out this picture when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters." In John chapter 4, when Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, he says, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." When I hear the Lord God say to us through his servant Isaiah, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation," I automatically think of the means of grace, the precious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ as it comes to us in God's holy word and in God's holy sacrament. The more we are drawing water from the well of God's holy word and God's holy sacrament, the more our faith will be strengthened and nourished. As our faith becomes strengthened and nourished, we will be filled with more and more joy as we come to an even greater understanding of who our God is and an even greater appreciation for what our Savior God has done for us. As that joy bubbles over from our heart into our life, then, my friends, then we will indeed joyfully praise the Lord. Now, before we run out of time, let's look at the second point we want to emphasize from this text. For Isaiah goes on to remind us that praising the Lord also includes proclaiming to others what he has done. Look at verses 4 through 6. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. As much as you and I rejoice in knowing what the Lord God has so graciously done for us, as much as you and I praise the Lord for the gift of salvation that he freely gives to us, we always need to remember that not everyone knows this glorious truth. There are many people, perhaps even people that we know, who do not know who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for them. That's why you and I always need to remember that praising the Lord does indeed include proclaiming to others what he has done. On the table in the back of church, you're going to find an Easter invitation just like this. My hope and my prayer is that over the course of the next few weeks, you will consciously go through your circle of family and friends. Look for someone who does not know what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them. Look for someone who does not have a church home where they can go to worship and praise the Lord on a regular basis. Look for someone who truly needs to hear the true message of Easter and then praise the Lord. Praise the Lord by inviting them to come and celebrate Easter here in God's house. It truly is this simple, my friends, to praise the Lord. No matter how many pipe dreams I might have, no matter how many pipe dreams you might have, there are no pipe dreams when it comes to what Isaiah proclaims to us here in our text for today. As you and I continue to get ready for Easter, this portion of Scripture does indeed remind us in a very beautiful way that we have a reason to praise the Lord each and every day. May God grant that we will indeed praise the Lord, my friends. Praise him because he is the God of our salvation. Because of what he has done for us, we are the adopted, the saved, the forgiven children of God. And may God also grant that the joy that we have in knowing this glorious truth will indeed motivate us to proclaim to others, especially those who are nearest and dearest to us, what the Lord has done for them as well. To this end, may the glory always be given to God. Amen. Please rise.